2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
First off, Hunter Biden's attorneys have rejected cooperating with Congress altogether. While that's happening, Joe Biden is actually refusing to take questions from the press on his son's and his brother's legal problems. Yeah, President-elect Joe Biden declared official victory yesterday after the Electoral College has confirmed that he is the president and it's all over. The guy who said that we need to come together and have unity also made sure he took jabs at anyone that supports Donald Trump or believes that there was any type of election fraud. He decided it was a good idea to diss any conservatives out there that are upset about the election. This is the same guy saying he's going to unify us and bring us together. Sure, I believe you. Okay. Now, Biden, who is set to take the oath of office next month, delivered this national address, which, of course, the media had a wet dream over in response to the Electoral College certifying his victory over President Donald Trump. Now, after his remarks, which centered largely on the need for Americans to move past the 2020 election, because, right, it doesn't really matter anymore. I won, you guys lost, let's move on. That's what I would be saying, by the way, if I was Joe Biden as well. I wouldn't want to even think or talk about how I won this thing or what the hell happened. Let's move on as quick as we can. Now, Biden is still refusing to answer questions, major ethical questions about compromises and corruptions dealing with China and his son and his brother and also himself. Biden was asked by the press about recent revelations that the Department of Justice has opened multiple investigations into now his son's business dealings. Joe Biden's offended that that question would even be asked of him. Now, despite the issue dominating the news cycle in recent days, the president-elect again refused to comment on the situation. Instead, Biden thanked the reporter asking the question for the congratulations. Appreciate it, the president-elect said before walking off the stage. Yeah, he's angry that the press isn't congratulating him on his win for the White House. He believes that's what the press's job should be. Hey, guys. You should congratulate me that I won. What's wrong with you? You should be congratulating me on winning, not asking me questions about multiple investigations, criminal federal investigations into my brother and my son and my links to China and other nations around the world. Take a listen to the end of this press conference. You'll hear Joe Biden in the press conference, and then you will hear the question from the member of the media.
So thank you all. May God bless you, and may God protect our troops and all those who stand watch over our democracy. Thank you.
Thanks for the congratulations. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
I mean, it's amazing. You have a reporter that asks him a question about the ongoing investigation into his family members, and he says, thanks for the congratulations. Appreciate it. You hear someone laughing as well. Can't believe that a reporter would even think to ask such a question during these times of victory, right? Because this should just be everybody move on. Now, let's talk about the actual issue here. The topic that should be everybody in the room should have been yelling. Remember, that was only one reporter had the guts to ask the question. Imagine if this was Donald Trump. You'd have everyone screaming, President, what about your son? What about your son? What about your son? Is your son going to jail? Are you worried your son's going to go to jail? Are you going to pardon him, Mr. President? When you're in office, if he gets indicted? Well, now we know. Hunter Biden admitted last week that the United States attorney from the District of Delaware had opened an investigation into his tax affairs. And apparently that's just not all. Fox News reported that Hunter Biden's laptop was seized, as you know. They're the only people to do it by the FBI. It's part of a money laundering investigation. The Delaware U.S. Attorney investigation is not the only one that has come to light in recent days. The New York Times is reporting that the U.S. Attorney for Western District of Pennsylvania has also now opened up a probe into Hunter Biden's ties to the Ukrainian natural gas giant Burisma Holdings. On the same day that the Times published its story, NBC was forced to report that Hunter Biden's work for Burisma had netted him $400,000 in 2014 alone. It's amazing how good these journalists got after the election was over, isn't it? I mean, NBC now in this, New York Times in this. Hunter Biden, by the way, joined Burisma's board of directors in April 2014, shortly after his father was tapped to be the Obama administration's point man on Ukraine. By the way, Mr. Producer, do me a favor, grab that audio of Joe Biden talking about how he got the guy fired that was investigating Burisma and his son. Yeah, I'll play that for you in a moment. Despite having no background on either Eastern Europe or the energy industry, Hunter Biden was paid as much as $83,000 per month for his services. What were his services? That's the question everybody should be asking. What did Hunter Biden give Burisma and the Ukraine? Because he knew nothing about gas, natural gas. He knew nothing about the company, what they did. Hell, he didn't even speak the language they were speaking at the board meetings. So why did they pay him, and what did he get? I'll tell you exactly what they paid him. They paid him money for access to his dad, who was in charge of Ukraine's policy. They paid Hunter Biden one thing. For access to the United States government, the Vice President of the United States of America, to take care of them. And that's exactly what Hunter Biden delivered. Remember, they hired him after, not before, only after his father was tapped to be the Obama administration's point man on Ukraine. The guy has no background in Eastern Europe, no background in the energy industry. And he only got the job after his father was tapped. Now, these revelations of the Department of Justice's investigation of Hunter Biden, we knew this was going on before Election Day. But it wasn't leaked. The media didn't touch it because it obviously could alter and change the outcome of the election. The revelations by the Department of Justice were there before the election and not reported because they were afraid that if you knew it, you wouldn't vote for the guy who now they've said is your president, Joe Biden. Let me also remind you of this. Joe Biden knew that his son was under investigation, has lied to the American people about it as well. Joe Biden knew that the company was under investigation, and there were emails from Hunter Biden's laptop saying, We need help from the big guy. We got a prosecutor coming after us, and that includes you, Hunter Biden. We need this to go away. And Joe Biden did make it go away. In fact, he bragged about it. He bragged about it big time. Take a listen to this. He did this in public, knowing it was being filmed live.
That is, I'm desperately concerned about the backsliding on the part of Kyiv in terms of corruption. They made, I mean, I'll give you one concrete example. I was, not I, but it just happened to be, that was the assignment I got. I got all the good ones. So I got Ukraine. I remember going over convincing our team, or others, to convincing us that we should be providing for loan guarantees. And I went over, I guess, the 12th, 13th time to Kyiv, and I was supposed to announce that there was another $1 billion loan guarantee. And I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to the press conference. We're not going to give you the $1 billion. They said, you have no authority. You're not the president. The president said, I said, call him. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, 6 hours. I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Well, son of a bitch. Got fired. And they put in place someone who was solid at the time.
Let's just imagine for a second that Donald Trump would have bragged about firing a prosecutor who was investigating his son's company, what the media would have done. Let's just think about that. Imagine what would have happened. But there's two different stories right now that are happening in this country. And they both show the bias in the media. I'll give you another example of how biased the media is in not covering stories that are against their team members. Representative Eric Swalwell has been completely compromised by the Chinese government. We know this. More and more information keeps coming out that's more and more damning to Swalwell. And we also know that Democrats knew that he was compromised, and yet they kept him on the Intelligence Committee. Since December the 8th, you want to know how many minutes the media has covered this guy sleeping with a Chinese spy and having spies in his office being compromised? CBS has spent 0 minutes since the 8th, when this story really got big. NBC, 0 minutes since December the 8th, when this story got big. ABC has spent 2 minutes and 15 seconds since December the 8th. MSNBC has spent 0 minutes talking about this. And shockingly, the most minutes actually came from CNN. 3 minutes and 17 seconds. There's a new spy report out that shows just how China is undermining the U.S., and Republicans are demanding to have a briefing from the FBI about how compromised Swalwell and other Democrats actually are. But if the media doesn't cover it, then did it even happen? That's the whole thing here. If CBS doesn't give you anything on it, NBC and ABC give you nothing on this, MSNBC gives you nothing on this, and CNN gives you nothing on this, then did it even happen? If Big Tree falls in forest and no one's there, did it happen? Right? Was there any sound? That's what we're dealing with here. This is how corrupt we are. So Joe Biden goes on stage, says, I'm the president of the United States of America. His son is under investigation. His brother's under investigation. And all of these tie to Joe Biden. Don't make a mistake about this story. Okay, whatever you do, pay attention to this part of the story. It's a very important part of the story. None of these business deals happen without Joe Biden. None of these business deals happen without Joe Biden's involvement. None of them. Without Joe Biden's involvement, these deals don't exist. None of these deals exist. How can you separate Joe Biden from the actions of his son? You can't. You cannot do it. How can you separate Joe Biden or his brother from Joe Biden? You can't, because all the business dealings deal directly with the relationship and the connections to Joe Biden. It is impossible to separate these stories. It's not like you had a cousin or an aunt and uncle or a brother that committed a crime that had nothing to do with you. All of these crimes are based around the doing business on the name of Joe Biden. All of this is revolved around Joe Biden. Burisma doesn't happen without Joe Biden. Can we all be honest, intellectually honest, and agree on that? I think we should. I think we should all be able to be intellectually honest enough to agree on that point. His brother, Jim Biden, doesn't have any of his deals done without the connection to Joe Biden. There are none of these deals that get done, none of them, without Joe Biden being involved. You cannot separate these stories. Yet the media is doing their damnedest to separate these stories. Now, you could even argue that Eric Swalwell's story is about himself, but and the media, you know, has no reason to connect that. I'm fine with that, okay? But everybody that's under investigation right now is only under investigation because Joe Biden exists politically. None of these investigations take place without Joe Biden existing politically. And only one single, and get ready, I want to play this again. This journalist, only one journalist had the guts. Only one journalist had the guts to ask a question, and other journalists mocked him, laughed in his face. You can hear the laughter for asking the question. And Joe Biden says, thanks for the congratulations now that I really am the president. That was his response. And nobody else yelled out a question. Take a listen.
So thank you all. May God bless you. And may God protect our troops and all those who stand watch over our democracy. Thank you.
Thanks for the congratulations. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You know, I actually think one of the other scary parts about what you just heard is the fact that I think Joe Biden actually believes this is the normal for him, that the media should congratulate him on winning the presidency and that no tough questions should be asked of him. There should just be congratulations going on. That's it. Just congratulations. Everyone should be congratulating. There shouldn't be a tough question asked to me of on anything. This should all be congratulations. You're amazing. Congratulations. You're incredible. Congratulations. What a great job you're doing. Congratulations. You're incredible. That's what they believe here. And Joe Biden's administration is going to continue to act this way because this is what they believe they're owed. Just so they believe that should be given to them. No questions should be asked. It should just be congratulations. The number one question the media should be asking Joe Biden is, how involved were you in this? Not a single member of the media has asked him a question about him bragging about getting the prosecutor fired that was investigating his son, which, by the way, his son is now being investigated in America for that relationship. Don't you think that's now even more relevant than ever before? Shouldn't somebody be asking that question? You would think. You would think somebody should ask that question at this point. You would think that would be a relevant question at this point. Nope, not going to touch it. Why would we touch that? Joe Biden can go out there and brag about getting this person fired. And that company is now, the relationship with his son is under federal investigation. Somebody should go back to the damn tape. Somebody should ask the question, hey, Joe, we have you on tape. And again, Diaz, let's play it again. We have you on tape bragging about firing a prosecutor that was investigating Burisma, and now your son is actually under investigation, not in Ukraine, in America, for the corrupt relationship with Burisma and financial crimes related to Burisma. Would you like to clarify those comments that now are incredibly damning to your participation and protecting your son while he was working at Burisma, which is now under investigation in America?
That is, I'm desperately concerned about the backsliding on the part of Kyiv in terms of corruption. They made, I mean, I'll give you one concrete example. I was
not I, but it just happened to be that was the assignment I got. I got all the good ones. So I got Ukraine. And I remember going over convincing our team, or others, to convincing us that we should be providing for loan guarantees. And I went over, I guess, the 12th, 13th time to Kyiv, and I was supposed to announce that there was another $1 billion loan guarantee. And I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to the press conference. I said, I'm not going to, we're not going to give you the $1 billion. They said, you have no authority. You're not the president. The president said, I said, call him. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, 6 hours? I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Well, son of a bitch. Got fired. And they put in place someone who was solid at the time.
This is the biggest smoking gun I've seen in politics of a crime being committed by the Vice President of the United States of America, whose son is now under investigation for the corruption, which he was literally just talking about, and no one's asked a question. No one in the media is asking any questions about this. It's insane. It doesn't make sense. It's not normal. And one reporter asked one question. It's shocking. This is the media, though. This is the cover-up. No one's even asking him a question about, hey, will you promise not to pardon your son or your brother? That's a relevant question, I would argue. It's a question that should be asked. When you become president, Mr. President, will you let the justice system do its job? No one's asking that question either. I want to tell you about the number one conservative organization in the country, AMAC. Their new magazine is out, and I want you to get it for free. Their magazine is actually really, really, really incredible and important this time. Especially, they have done a deep dive into voter fraud, voter corruption, and what happened in each state that you need to know about. It's important that you get this magazine. It will teach you and explain to you in your state, where you live, what you need to do to fight back to make sure this is never allowed to happen again. All you got to do to get the magazine for free is go to benfreeonline.com, www.benfreeonline.com, www.benfreeonline.com, and get your membership. Here's something else. If you are ready to get involved in what's going on in Georgia and the election there, you can help from home. There are ways that you can help from home every day and help us win this important election in Georgia. AMAC is helping organize. Go online and sign up, benfreeonline.com, and tell them you're ready to help in Georgia. Benfreeonline.com, get your one-year membership, including the magazine, for free. Benfreeonline.com. I want to switch gears for just a moment to this other massive story, and that is this Eric Swalwell story. There are two side-by-side stories the media is covering up for, refusing to report on, and protecting the left. Eric Swalwell is as shocking of a story, in my opinion, as what Hunter Biden's being investigated for. They refuse to ask questions and refuse to report on. What Eric Swalwell is doing is the fact that he's even still on the Intel Committee, receiving top secret briefings, knowing how compromised he is insane. Steve Scalise has said that it is unconscionable. That the fact that this individual is still on the Intelligence Committee, when we have no idea how much leverage they have over him, referring to Eric Swalwell. And the fact that all the Democratic leadership knew about it, we now know that. They were all briefed on his compromise, and they kept him on the committee deliberately, tells you how little they care about China running this country or knowing everything we're doing in this country. You know, you look at the fake news media right now. I'll give you another example, just to put it in perspective here. You have a legitimate sexual harassment allegation coming against Andrew Cuomo. Legitimate. 0 minutes given by ABC News. NBC News, 0 minutes given of coverage. CBS News, 0 minutes have been given. 0000. You have an empty New York City. Even Rockefeller Center right now has totally been wiped out by Andrew Cuomo and Bill de Blasio. They're also, Andrew Cuomo threw a massive fundraiser for himself on Thursday night. That's come out. Raising millions, which, by the way, he's going to keep. He's got 10,000 mom-and-pop businesses that are bankrupt by the shutdown this week. That's the new number in New York. Families are now in debt. People are committing suicide. Their finances and their lives totally destroyed. Their livelihoods literally taken away from them because of a governor. Millions raised at his gala this week, strictly for him. None going to the families or the businesses wiped out by him. He's also keeping the millions of dollars he actually made writing a book about how wonderful he was dealing with COVID-19 when more people died in his state than anywhere else in the country. The guy literally profited from the disaster. He used COVID-19 disaster to profit from it, and the money he made off the book he did not give to the frontline workers. It's absolutely disgusting. Now he's got these new charges against him. ABC, NBC, CBS, not one single mention, not 1 minute of coverage from them with a massive news story about this governor of New York. Why? Because they're protecting him the same way that they're protecting Swalwell. The same exact reason why they're protecting Swalwell. He's one of theirs. It's not news unless it happens against a Republican. It's not news at all. We don't talk about this stuff. We don't report on this stuff. We don't mention this stuff. Now, Steve Scalise made a great point about Eric Swalwell and the fact he should be removed from the Intel Committee for national security reasons. Take a listen to this.
Reading out about Eric Swalwell, you want some answers, and you're asking Nancy Pelosi, did she know about him when she placed him on Intel? Your second question is, why is Eric Swalwell still on the Intel Committee? We need answers now. Are you getting any of these answers?
No, and in fact, it's alarming. The silence is deafening right now on this Swalwell scandal, where you had a Chinese spy actually have some kind of relationship with him. A lot of people are asking, what was that relationship? How long back does it go? Reports are that it goes back to when he was a councilman, long before he was in Congress, and that the Chinese spy helped bundle money for him, actually helped infiltrate his office, got some other people in his office that were probably spies. And then he gets on the House Intelligence Committee in just his second term, which is very alarming that it doesn't happen that often that quickly. So the real question here is, did Speaker Pelosi know that he had a relationship with a Chinese spy prior to putting him on the House Intelligence Committee? All these questions need to be asked.
Well,
bottom line is he should be removed.
The speaker said that she was unconcerned. She said that at the time, when he was in Congress, before she put him on the Intel Committee, she knew about it. And she said that the Republicans in the leadership positions in the House knew about it as well.
Well, first of all, very few people get these private briefings. The bottom line is only Speaker Pelosi puts Democrats on the Intelligence Committee. Our leader, Kevin McCarthy, is the one who puts Republicans on. So Speaker Pelosi is the only one who put him on. And if she didn't, knowing that he had this relationship with a Chinese spy and that his office had been infiltrated by the spy, that raises serious questions. But why doesn't she take him off while this while these answers still haven't yet been resolved? A lot of questions, I mean, we need to get resolved. And it's alarming, again, that you had somebody at this highest level on the House Intelligence Committee that the Chinese had infiltrated. And by the way, also raises the question, why did Speaker Pelosi back away from the bipartisan commission on China? We were working on a commission to look into China's wrongdoings on so many fronts. And ultimately, Speaker Pelosi backed out. Kevin McCarthy still went forward. Mm-hmm. Mike McCall put together a great report from that commission, alarming questions that it raises about China. But why did Speaker Pelosi back away from that just a few months ago?
And how many others are on that list? Roe Kahana, Tulsi Gabbard were targeted. And Rick Grenell, when he was DNI director, said last week, he said what he saw, it is just the tip of the iceberg. So we got to get to the bottom of it. Meanwhile, a lot of people in America need
to a lot of people.
Absolutely.
I know that you were.
I love that they talk about the wake up call here. The fact that we're in the situation that we're even in is insane. This guy should not be on the Intelligence Committee, and Democrats should be smart enough to know that he shouldn't be on the committee. But they're not trying to keep America safe. I don't think that they mind China stealing intellectual property, enslaving people. I don't. I don't think so at all. By the way, we're just getting word now, breaking, that the Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell, has just congratulated Joe Biden on becoming the president-elect officially. We're getting this audio in. Take a listen.
So today I want to congratulate President-elect Joe Biden. The president-elect is no stranger to the Senate. He's devoted himself to public service for many years. I also want to congratulate the vice president-elect, our colleague from California, Senator Harris. Beyond our differences, all Americans can take pride that our nation has a female vice president-elect for the very first time.
So Mitch McConnell there, excuse me, making history, talking about we have a vice president-elect. There's a woman for the very first time. Despite our differences, we can all look at that and realize that there is history there that is being made. That's going to make a lot of people, I'm sure, Trump supporters very angry that he just did this. But that is the words from the Senate, Washington clearly accepting the vote now and saying it is time to move on, and that the vice president-elect, or the vice president Joe Biden, is now president-elect. And that is coming from Mitch McConnell saying that right there, looking, I think, to move on past this. I want to congratulate again president-elect Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, he said, moments ago on the floor of the Senate. That is obviously big, big, big breaking news. Also, not only did Steve Scalise say the bottom line with Eric Swalwell should be removing him from the Intel Committee, there are others that are now saying the exact same thing, saying that it's time for us to do a deep dive into Swalwell, the Democrats, and make them answer questions for why they put America's national intelligence at risk. So if you want to know the three big stories you need to be paying attention to right now, number one, Swalwell. Number two, Hunter Biden. And number three, Joe Biden's refusal to answer any of the questions. The media is not going to cover any of this. You know, even Senator Grassley came out saying that Hunter and James Biden, and he said this moments ago, essentially served as agents of the communist government. This is the first Republican on the floor of the Senate to come out and really hammer Hunter and James Biden in this story.
Our report was well-founded, ahead of the curve, and right on the money in more ways than one. Our report teed up the facts, but the mainstream press never stepped up to the plate. Some of the nation's supposedly leading press outlets, with teams of investigative reporters, were scooped by the Congress, the Johnson-Grassley report. Now, of course, they're scrambling to chase the story that they for so long ignored. Now, it didn't have to be this way. We already did much of the hefty lifting before issuing our report. The report made public information that hadn't ever been known before. For example, it showed the following. Hunter Biden and his associates and family members were connected to Chinese nationals and Chinese companies linked with the Communist Party and the People's Liberation Army. This includes the CEFC China Energy Company Limited, and also that company's subsidiaries. Records show that a company linked to the communist regime sent Hunter Biden law firm millions of dollars. Other records show that Hunter Biden opened a line of credit with a Chinese national linked to the communist regime and funded it with approximately $100,000. And then he, James Biden, and Sarah Biden went on an extravagant global spending spree.
Senator Grassley laying all this out of all that the media missed, every bit of it, Hunter and James Biden essentially served as agents of the Communist Party, and the media refused to do their job, the heavy lifting. Even after we did it for them, they did not act. Why is the question that everybody should be asking right now. Why? Here's more of what Senator Grassley had to say.
Still, other records show that Hunter Biden, via his law firm, also sent $1 million to James Biden's consulting firm, the Lion Hall Group. These transfers begin less than 1 week after CEFC sent $5 million to a company called Hudson West III, a company linked to CEFC and Chinese nationalists associated with the communist regime, which then sent money to Hunter Biden's law firm. When the bank contacted Sarah Biden, who was associated with the firm's bank account, she refused to answer their questions and provide any additional documentation. According to the records that we have on file, the bank submitted the account for closure. Senator Johnson and I recently issued a supplemental to our report that showed Hunter Biden's close business associate, Rob Walker, received $6 million from a Chinese company linked to the communist regime. Then there's yet another link in the chain from the Biden family and their associates to the Chinese government. The report also showed that State Department officials believed that Hunter Biden's Burisma board membership created a perception of a conflict of interest and, quote, was very awkward for U.S. officials pushing an anti-corruption agenda in Ukraine, end of quote from a State Department official. Secretary of State Kerry publicly denied knowing Hunter Biden's role on the Burisma board. We acquired evidence that shows that Kerry did, in fact, know about that role. On December 2015, instead of following U.S. objectives of confronting oligarchs, Vice President Biden's staff advised him to avoid commenting on Burisma's oligarch and instead say, quote, I'm not going to get into naming names or accusing individuals, end of quote. Joe Biden was running an anti-corruption agenda in Ukraine, but he pulled his punches while his son was on the board of Burisma. Based on witness testimony, Burisma's owner allegedly paid a $7 million bribe to officials serving under Ukraine's prosecutor general to shut the case against him. When he allegedly paid that bribe, Hunter Biden was on the Burisma board. These examples are just a sampling from the report that Senator Johnson and I put out, and just the tip of an iceberg with respect to the Biden family's troubled ties to governments adverse to U.S. interest. These associations and the millions of dollars that passed between and among Hunter Biden, James Biden, and others create criminal, financial, and counterintelligence and extortion concerns. That's why I've written to the Justice Department about the risks that Hunter and James Biden essentially served as agents of the communist government for purposes of their registering under the Foreign Agents Registration Act.
I want you to think about what Senator Grassley just said. And by the way, Senator Grassley has served for decades, 30-plus years, I think, if I'm not mistaken, without looking it up. with Joe Biden. Why do you think he's coming out now on the floor of the Senate saying the things he's saying right now? Because he actually believes that I think it's his duty, his job, to warn the American people about the compromise of Joe Biden at the hands of the Chinese and Ukraine and Russia. I think that's why he's doing it right now. He understands that this is a huge compromise. He understands this is a massive compromise that everybody needs to talk about, that everybody needs to understand. This is a compromise that must be stopped, realized. It's time for us to realize the threat, the China threat to this country, what they have done with Swalwell, what they have done with Biden, what they've done with Biden's son, what they've done with everybody involving the Biden family. And the amount of money they gave them clearly so that they could own them, get access to them, spy on them, whatever it is. Don't forget Hunter Biden's email. Joe Biden, Chinese business partner, our office mates. That's his words. Joe Biden, Chinese business partner, our office mates. Him selling a corrupt relationship to make even more money. Don't forget our podcast, the 10-part series that is just in a 10-part series, a dive into Hunter Biden's emails. What were actually on those emails is up. Wherever you get your podcasts, iHeartRadio app, Apple, wherever you get it, you can go backwards and listen to that 10-part series on Hunter Biden's emails. All right, so grab them. It is incredible what he said in his own words. And I'll leave it at that.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.